Right. Yes, greetings to you all in the name of the Most High. Greet you amidst all that's going on upon this earth. Such a time as this. Let me start this off by letting you all know that we win. You got to know that we win. Despite the propaganda, despite the lies, despite the deception, despite the censorship, despite the bludgeoning attempts of the enemy and their forces, you and I, children of the Most High, those with the spark of the divine within us, rivers of living water flowing through us, walking in the truth, walking in that which is real, that which is the light, that which dissipates and destroys the darkness, you and I, we win. We win. Do you think we would have gone through everything we've gone through for God to drop us in the drink right now? For Him to abandon us at this point? You know, my brother Patrick, brother in this journey, brother in just spirit, brother Patrick, you know, recently we were talking, and he brought this up, you know, it's just through a life situation, life circumstance, when he was in a difficult spot, and was unsure about what was going to happen, and he got, was spoken into his ear by source of all things, the Most High. Do you think I would have brought you this far only to let you down now? You know, that resonated with me when he told me that story. And of course, the truth of that story, the carry-on is, our brother was carried through abundantly with flying colors, victorious, and doing that thing he does. And you know, that really resonated with me. It resonated in my spirit, because there is, sometimes when you look at these situations, there is some anxiety, there is some unsureness, because so much is swirling and twisting and turning, and you just don't know, and you can't get good information, and you don't know who you can trust, and you don't know who's, you don't know, right? And that uncertainty can lead to a difficulty in making a decision, making a choice, understanding what you're dealing with, understanding what you're going to do next. You know, in the world of business, they rely on consistency, they rely on continuity, because when they can plan for 20 years if they know what the plan is for 20 years. But when you don't know what's going to happen in 3 months or 6 months, people can't plan for very long. Now, some people do very well during uncertainty, but most people struggle with that because they're not used to it. Now, even if you are not certain of the surroundings, you can be certain of the one whom you trust and who set up for you to be here in the first place. You can be certain of the fact that you are watched over and taken care of. You can be certain of the fact that when everything is done here, we go on to something better. So this is not the end all and be all. For the worlder it is, but for us, this is a transition. Okay, so the fact that this is a transition, so let's make it good. If you're going to have a transition, let's make it good. You know, sometimes we don't even try because you're afraid. You're afraid of what will happen if you're afraid of failure if you go and try. Well, you know, you definitely won't see any results if you don't try at all. At least if you try and fail, at least then you know. But you certainly won't succeed if you don't try. you know, part of the goal of this whole global plandemic, scamdemic, which you can see that. Listen, you can see that. Anybody that's got half an eye to see can tell that. When have you ever seen the entire world go through a coordinated, collaborative effort the exact same time to do certain courses of action? You just don't see that. People don't do that. Countries have their own issues. Countries have their own problems. Different people groups have their own issues. They have their own problems. And then all of a sudden, for this thing with a 99.97% survival rate, all of a sudden everybody in the world that's in leadership decided to shut everything down, take these collaborative actions, roll out experimental injections. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Like, okay, if this thing killed 50% of the people that it touched, and there was, yeah, maybe I could see the case for that. But that's not the conversation. This whole thing has been about testing numbers with flawed tests. You know, the process of this whole thing has left, if you can't see that you're being played by different interests out there, who's being honest with you? Who's being straight with you? And then once you recognize that, then you start questioning a lot of other things. How often has that happened? How often have people that are in positions of power lied to you for effect? Lied to you to control you? Lied to you to get you to do certain things? So when they try to isolate you, when they try to keep you from doing something, there's a reason. Part of it is because you probably would succeed if you try. If you believe and you take some steps toward that, and everything in the universe and every resource in the universe comes to reinforce and to make your belief come into fruition and into action, and they know that, what are they going to do? They're going to do everything they can to keep you from taking a step. Because the second you take that step, the second you mix that faith with action, and you do something, things change. Everything changes. Everything changes. You change. You're not the same person anymore. You have a belief that you didn't have before. You have an understanding you didn't have before. You understand that they're not as big as they would like to claim they are. After you take a step, you realize you're not dependent. You change. You're not a child. You're grown up. You've changed. Do you understand why it's so important for them to keep you paralyzed? For them to keep you locked in doubt and unbelief? For them to keep you dependent upon them? You are a gold mine that they want to keep in one spot controlled, that they can just continue to harvest off of as long as you will survive in this paradigm. They don't want you to recognize what's within you and to move on that. But you need to. We all need to. There's that word need. Don't want to use it anymore. The word want, the word need, want to throw them out. Man, some things are just habit. We should take the action that we're compelled to take within ourselves. Question things. The truth never fears being questioned. The truth stands on its own. Truth remains true. It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that we're going to lose some people. Some people have done some things in ignorance, out of fear, trying to be compliant, trying to go along to get along. You know, that's been one of the biggest fallacies and problems. And this is where it didn't work this time. That notion of I'm just going to go along to get along. Go along to get along. Well, what happens when you're faced with a decision and either one of those decisions has ramifications? You can't just go along to get along because there is no getting along. You choose, and in the choice, things happen, things change. Now what? People are making that decision. Indecision is a decision. The choice is being made for you. So humanity is being put through the press, is being put through the place of decision. And part of what that's doing is it is rising people up that wouldn't otherwise rise up because they're having to make decisions and they don't like their options. You know, you're going to see a lot of different things come up in these days ahead because factions are breaking down. Warring groups, controlling groups are breaking down. Narratives are breaking down. People are not able to keep their stories straight. And then when they're questioned on their changing stories, they've got to come up with something else. They don't know what to do. They don't know what to say. So they just try to block those voices questioning them, and that makes more questions come up. The whole thing is going to come down, and it is going to be an epic crash. Now, in the process of things crashing, you and I, and I've said this before, and join that Faith Mix chat on Telegram if you're on there. There's some good stuff coming up. But we need to be building the new things while the other stuff is crashing. Part of what we do, we design and build and implement the things that need to be out there even while their system is falling apart. You know, that's it's important that we do that. Because they've got ideas and intentions to, when they crash certain things, then to just turn around and the only option is absolute and total slavery. But if their systems come down and we are building what should have always been there, that's going to be incredible. And we should be doing that. In times of upheaval and in times of stress and duress, there's also incredible opportunities, incredible chances for change, incredible chances and opportunities to do things that have never been done before. You know, in a lot of, when I've worked in disaster management, in those times when everything's up in the air, you learn and see so much. But there's, in what are difficult times, there's also incredible chances to do certain things, incredible opportunities to make changes. You have to know that. You have to know that despite what happens and takes place, there's always going to be an opportunity to make a difference, to make a change, to do something positive. And you don't have to accept the options you're given. I learned this lesson very early in life. When you're told, okay, what do you choose, A or B? Maybe I don't want A or B. Maybe I don't want C or D or E. Maybe I want option X or Y or Z. Or even something that's not even in the alphabet. Maybe I want option XY1-3 something. You know, I don't have to, you don't have to, we don't have to answer them according to their thing. You and I, we do our own thing. Because you are a sovereign individual. You are made with free will, designed with that, and intended to walk it out. And we walk in that, we protect that, we use that to benefit humanity. Not under compulsion, not under slavery, not under anything else. We use our freedom to be a blessing. We use our freedom to make a better world. They try to create slavery and slave systems with the justification that if they can bring everybody under it, that now they can make a good world. Never's going to happen. To the contrary, we are quickened within to use our freedom to be a blessing. So use your freedom to be a blessing. Use your freedom to make a difference. Use your freedom to challenge the dead, dying, decrepit old things that must go away, that will go away, that are going away. And remember all, we win. Remember, you win. Say it. I win. Alright, love you guys. Bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Always love to hear from you. Talk to you again sometime soon. Jump on that Telegram chat. Say hi. New people coming in all the time. Bless you guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.